A dire warning that a million of the world's species are under threat of extinction was delivered by a panel of scientists under UN auspices this week. Asked what his government was doing about it, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison on the day declared he was already acting. The legislation had passed the Senate in the last week of the Parliament before the election was called, he said. Well, today he's had to clarify his comments amid confusion about what he meant. An awkward moment for a leader who's been battling claims his government's climate and environment policies are not up to the task. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
A wake-up call was issued to world leaders and the Prime Minister declared he was already acting.
We are actually already introduced and passed legislation through the Senate actually dealing with that very issue in the last week of the Parliament. So we've been taking action on that.
That was Scott Morrison's response when he was asked about a UN report warning 1 million species are at risk of extinction. Today, Mr Morrison was asked to clarify what that legislation was.
On that occasion, I was actually referring to the animal protection legislation.
The legislation is officially called the Industrial Chemicals Bill. Humane Society International Australia's Nicola Bynon says it means cosmetic testing on animals will be banned.
So the animals we're talking about here are animals that are bred specifically for use in research laboratories. So we're talking about rabbits and guinea pigs and so on. It's lab animals.
As Nicola Bynon explains, the legislation does not address the growing number of animals and plants facing extinction.
That piece of legislation was dealing with animals in a very different context. It's not dealing at all in any way with animals in the wild. I think that the Prime Minister was mistaken on that point if he thought that the animals involved with testing for cosmetics was in any way going to help with the wild animal crisis that the world's facing.
In clarifying his remarks today, Scott Morrison also made reference to the government's funding pledge.
There was also, in the course of that week, the budget measure, which was the environmental $100 million Environmental Restoration Fund, which actually deals with that issue as well.
That money will be used for a range of projects, including protecting the habitats of threatened species. Nicola Bynon says it's a good first step, but it's not enough.
So any money's welcome, but that sum of money is not sufficient to deal with the crisis at hand.
Dr. Kirsten Davies was a scoping expert for the UN report issued earlier this week. She says the best way to tackle the problem is to first complete a national assessment.
That really looks at reframing how we think about looking after our ecosystems. We need to look specifically at Australia and what this report means to us as a nation. And I think a great way of doing that would be through a national assessment.
She's urging the government, whether that be Liberal or Labor, come next Saturday to follow in the footsteps of other nations.
There are countries like, I know New Zealand's considering it at the moment. I believe that South Korea is already undertaking one. I think many nations across the world are wanting to look in detail in terms of what this global report means for each nation.
And from that assessment, Dr. Kirsten Davies says the government will better understand how to address the issue. As to whether the Liberals will consider this idea, journalists have not been able to put questions to the Environment Minister because since the report's release, Melissa Price hasn't been available for media interviews despite repeated requests. Scott Morrison was again asked today where his minister is.
She has one of the biggest electorates in the country. It's an enormous electorate, the electorate of Durack, and she doesn't take that for granted, and my ministers don't take their electorates for granted either. And that's where they're busily campaigning, where they're in those positions, and that's what they should be doing.
Melissa Price wrote on Twitter the day the report was released, pointing to the government's $100 million budget announcement. Pushed on why she won't talk to the media or appear alongside him, Mr Morrison stood firm.
I don't need people to prop me up at press conferences. Bill Shorten seems to need that because he doesn't know the detail of his own policies.
A number of other ministers have appeared alongside Scott Morrison during this campaign. He maintains that Melissa Price will remain the Environment Minister if the Liberals win the election.
Stephanie Boris with that report.